somebody asked me this because they had difficulty in bowing. And I said, look, when I bow, the first time I bow, I don't bow to a metal god or whatever. First time I bow to what it represents to me, virtue. Because virtue is really important to me. You know, seal of goodness, keeping precepts. That's caused me so much happiness in my life. I really worship my precepts. So I bow to virtue. The second time I bow to peace, stillness, and a meditation. Because I really have so much happiness in my life from my meditation. So I really worship that. So the second time I bow down to meditation, to peace. And the third time I bow down to compassion. Because I love compassion. And again, it's something I can very easily worship. So the three times I bow down, virtue, peace, and compassion. And so I'm worshipping those things. I'm holding, by putting my head down, I'm holding these really high above me. And that means every time I bow, I'm remembering the importance of virtue, peace, and compassion. So those things grow in my life. So it's a reminder every time. So you don't just bow down to a metal image. You bow down to what it represents. To me, it's virtue, peace, and compassion. You can make up your own list of important qualities, what you want to bow down to. That's what I bow down to. I was telling someone earlier that I went to one of the top Christian schools here in Perth, as Christchurch Grammar. The first time I was invited to go and teach the assembly, give like a spiritual talk. And so all the kids were inside, and I was waiting outside with the principal and the chaplain, Frank Sheehan, a really good friend now. And the principal turned round to me and said, this is a Christian school, so we've got a little Christian shrine there, and when we go in, we bow. But you're a Buddhist, you don't have to bow. And being a cheeky monk, I said to the principal, I demand my right to bow to your shrine. And I explained, look, now I'm not a Christian, I'm a Buddhist, but I can see something in that shrine which I can bow to. You know, the kindness. So I can bow to that. And then he got really interested, and I go to that school regularly, and they come to our monastery. Because, you know, it's something in any person, you can always see something to respect, and that's what you remember. So you can bow to that. You may not be a perfect person, but there's something inside you which you can respect and love. Bow to that. And then that thing which you see in yourself will grow and grow and grow. So by me bowing to virtue, peace and compassion, those qualities grow. Was the Buddha vegetarian?